are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh, yes, of His Christ.
I'm going to share a word, the invitation. The invitation. Those of you who have been on Ghana Evangelical platform this month, did you find it?
Yes.
The invitation. This message I thought would be short. After going through it, I realized it's a very deep word and we need to take time. So we will continue next week. This wonderful message. Praise ye the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity to come and share the word of God with us. And I'll try to be simple, but deep. I'm going to share a word that is not a promise. It's a vision. And a vision that is a reality that God has prepared for the redeemed of the Lord. What does this call in God actually mean? And after discussing and meditating, oh, the Lord just spoke to me. And He described two things to me, which are personal. But yet, on the basis of what He shared with me, I felt I should also open a door for you all. So peace be unto you. The Lord has blessed me with a sweet message this morning. This I want to share with you, my beloved brethren of the Ghana Evangelical Society, beginning at the House of Worship, Accra, and the church body in general. The message is about the invitation from the Creator in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, and Judge, and Blessing. The invitation is about life, not so man, nor what is man, but what is the essence and end or goal of the Christian faith, or the Christ call in life. When He said, what? Come unto me, what? All ye that are labor, heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest unto your soul. What does that mean? And what is the purpose? You know, I've been thinking about this for quite a while. You find in the church today, there are a lot of gospels preaching. I was hearing the prophecy that Mary was going through it all. I was just thinking about it. And I know you're thinking, what is the background to the challenges and the uncertainties and futility of this life? The life of sinful, mortal, fallen man. And to some extent, the rest of creation. That is to say, man and beasts, elements and all. But more important still, the nature of what? The nature's driftings and what? Cares and concerns. What is the purpose? Concerns of the, what is the purpose of the preaching, teaching, practices, and works in the church? Why here? Why every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Friday, sometimes every whole week? Last week we said we should fast. What's all this about? We consider the soul, the body, and the spirit. We consider the body and its elements of physical fitness, emotional balance, and mental alertness, and all this we were considering last week. What? The cares and concerns of this world. And we were bringing all this here last week, last Friday, before God. What's all this about? Why are we struggling like this, beloved in Jesus Christ? In short, what is the end of the Christian calling, the Christian faith, and thus the promises and works of God. Why do we have to spend time about the worship of God at all? Or for the matter, if you go to other religions, the gods, if you may. The prompting things, as I said earlier on, what prompted me into all this is yesterday we spoke about the purpose and the vision and mission of Mission Truth and Liberty, which we are on GTV Live 3 to 3:30 every Sunday. Which we were asking brethren, some of you were here, were there yesterday, to make contribution to. What are you making contribution to? Enoch Missions is involved in many things. And here again, we have a burden, Mission Truth and Liberty, media mission of Enoch Missions. As I heard the harmonium choral, led by Mrs. Dr. Josai, they were on GTPI for almost 1 hour this morning. And there were songs that, you know, it was beautiful. You could see people, you know, people were opening their eyes and mouths as serious. When they were praying, singing one of the Handel songs, people were clapping. I mean, it prompted people to clap. Others were just solemn. But, you know, there's something about what the Spirit of God himself what does. That's why it is necessary for us, yes, not just to sing, to lift up our souls and dance, but to get God to lift us up. So our efforts, like for singing now, our efforts and your paying tithes and all the rest, will have a meaning, a purpose, effectual, promising, glorious purpose. Otherwise, it's just a religious exercise that is empty. Beloved in Jesus Christ, there are many churches, and today I've heard, Lord, I feel so sad, so-called solutions. You know, Jesus said in the Beatitudes, I think chapter 6, when he said, we should come to the kingdom, he said, seek ye first what? And his what? Righteousness. And what? All these things shall be added. What are the things? He said, the things that we are crying for are things that who are after them? Pagans. Pagans. You find the church excited about paganistic ideas. In other words, the cares and concerns of what? This world. We are talking about why the church, why are we gathered? What is all this? We are reading the Bible. What are you looking for? Solutions to your healing, deliverance, miracles, you know, signs and wonders, and the church and people are running helter scatter. If you go to TV, all the music, everything, that somebody will feel good. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, if you come here last Friday night, if I had mentioned that we are coming to do what? Lay hands on everybody. I'm sure this will be more, it will not be, suppose we announce on radio and TV that what? GS is organizing a special what? All night. And it will be what? There will be a time for what? They laying on of hands for everybody who attends. This we can't contain. Because people want something. Hallelujah. And so the church, today's church, I saw one in London, in America. I was hearing another on TV, even in Ghana. He said, this is solutions. One was selling the church, Solutions Chapel. And somebody said, this is solutions man, solutions apostle. Can you imagine this? In other words, God, what? Appointed him, what? An apostle and gave him authority to what? To provide solutions. For what? Pastor, it may be solution what? The problems of this world. So, beloved, I was wondering, the Lord was asking the question somewhere. When you come to solution, it's a simple form of saying what? Salvation. The religious language will be what? Salvation. Solution is what? Worldly language.
But if you go deep down into Christianity or spiritual language, then it should not be what? Solution, but what? Salvation. In other words, salvation can also be extended to cover all these areas of needs. So somebody who said, and my Lord shall supply what? All your needs according to all his riches in glory. And the salvation there is that what? What? Mobile phone now. Now we hear a good haircut. This one is not good. You know, salvation can be, you know, when Mr. and Mrs. Adakwa were going to, I was preaching at a wedding. The Lord told me that the church has concentrated on salvation so much that they have lost sight of the truth. They don't preach the truth anymore. They are only preaching what? Salvation. So everywhere you go, now, salvation has its many dimensions. But now, these people have brought it down. They have robbed even the word salvation and its signal to what? And brought it down to, in the worldly world, say what? Solution. So you see how we have fallen from grace to grass. I was thinking about all this. The church, it seems to have been overwhelmed by the challenges of challenges, turmoil, and turbulences, and the what? Concerns of the world. The cares and concerns have consumed many. And the only way I can put it from the Bible perspective is that we are in times of tribulations of the end times mentioned by Jesus Christ in Matthew chapters 24 and to some extent 25. Jesus said in Matthew 24 from verse 2 down, verily I say unto you, there shall not be what? Left here one stone upon another that shall not be what? Thrown down. The disciples took him to the temple and they were reflecting. We are going to dwell on Matthew 24 and read verses 2 and 3. The disciples were discussing and they were pointing to the temple where Jesus had taken them. And then if you see the beauty and majesty of the temple. Let me read it first. Matthew what? 24. I'll take it from my side and then you continue later. Verse 3. But let's take it from verse 2. Okay. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be what? Thrown down. There shall not be one stone. Remember, the whole temple where the people of Israel go and what? Worship in Jerusalem. Beautiful, beautiful years, and generations of generations have come. Religious scribes, worship of God, and Jesus could stand and tell them, this same temple, there'll be what? No single stone in this temple that shall not be what? Thrown down, tested. In other words, there will be everything that people have believed in. Everything that people have stood upon, whatever they have held high and strong, and you know, about their life, about life, philosophy, culture, you know, whatever men have hold, all of them will be what? Shaken. And will they stand? That's the question Jesus asks. There are times of tribulation, Reverend Mary, that are coming. There's nothing that men have believed in. Men have held dear. Men have cherished over thousands and millions of years. That shall not be shaken. That is the issue that Jesus was saying. So when people are worried over salvation or what? Solution, problems, rumors, wars and rumors of what? And everywhere that's where. He said, yes, you say, Brenuso, Nyame Eden. He's shaking things. What have you held dear? What have you believed in? What do you think that your whole life is spent for and is spent on when you were listening to the prophecy? What are you looking up to? What is your hope? Young people, what are you waiting for? What is your hope? Why are you struggling in this life? What is your hope? Jesus said, all these things which you hold dear, men have held dear, thousands of years, the wisdom, the wise of the world, the strong, you know, all the great men and women that have passed, what things are people of wars have been fought, nations have risen against nations, they are still rising and wars against what? Rumors of wars. Nation against war, kingdom against kingdom. People are fighting. When I was look at the problem in Syria, you know, a whole government goes out and bombs people in hospital. And there's no conjunction. A woman has a bomb. Praise the Lord. Life has no purpose. I saw a Syrian man shouting, beard old man shouting, all this, they have fled from Syria. They were going to, they get near the Turkey border. And they, as refugees come, the bomb, Syrian government planes came and bombed them. After they have fled from where? The fire. Thinking they were taking what? Refuge near the Turkey border. Or also the enemy chased them right there. So what is this life? Young people, when you are coming as young, men who were young were not thinking about this. But you have opportunity today to think about in a deeper and what? Spiritual way. You see, if you want to depend on this flesh, the loss of the flesh, the loss of what? The eyes, the pride of life. And say, yes, we are blessed. Yeah, we are the youth of this hour. This, you know, you old men, you don't know what we are feeling. The old men were like you some years ago. We were not shouting at our elders as old, they were old people, because our time it was, you dare not say, not that you dare not, you revere the elder. Today, there's no respect for what? Elderly people. And, yeah, Kasa, who can say that? These people, they don't know. We are the computer age, electronic, what? Digital age. Praise the Lord. And all these are where from digital age computer and call him. Where is it ending you? Where are you going? What is the purpose of life? That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying it is in this environment of tribulations, of everything that men have believed in, and men have held dear, and men have stood for, and they have fought for, nations, wise men, armies, all. He said, all this, what? They will what? Turn over. It is in the midst of this confusion, this greater, when even the church is talking about what? Solution, that Jesus is saying, what? Come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy, what? Laden. I'll give you what? Rest. What? Rest unto your soul. He said, what shall it profit man if you gain the whole world, and what? And lose your soul. So this is the invitation we are considering to. Invitation to what? If Jesus said, all these things shall be shaken. Matthew 24, verses 25. Yes.
For then shall be great tribulation,
yes,
such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time.
Yes.
No, nor ever shall be.
No.
And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved.
Mm.
But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before.
Before.
in these times of tribulations.
Young people, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. When I was thinking about this, and then my mind went to Matthew 25, chapter 25, verse 1. And the rest of the scripture there was considering the 10 virgins. The story of the 10 virgins. 5 were what? Wise. And 5 were what? Foolish. And look at all the time they took. You are in this church. You have been here since years from 1973. You got here in 1976. Somebody got here in 78. Somebody got 79. Somebody get to 81. Somebody get this and somebody got here. That's why you came yesterday. But the Lord is saying that when the trumpet shall sound and when what? The groom is coming. All your labor in this house shall be useless. All your labor and thing that you fret for and work for and hope for. When the time of consummation of all things, fulfillment of all promises come, you will not be there. You know, these people, the foolish virgins were there. That's why you fall on the way. But they were there. You would have fallen away and died before the Lord comes. And so you go to the grave without hope. But some people will stay on. Hallelujah. I said, you had just come yesterday, so you have not suffered the tribulation and challenges. You've just excited about your salvation. So you are pregnant with ideas and this and that. And, you know, praise the Lord. We are the newly found man. Praise God. But you have not taken all the preaching here serious. Oh, you know that you are saved. And you say with the worldly wise, all die with what? Closing eyes. Sigani wua, are they? Professor wua. Students who are obia wa look at that. And paying for wa akwada wa why? See. So why do I bother my life? That's some people's philosophy. But what is the purpose of the life you don't want to bother about? Beloved, I'm saying that your labor may be in vain. You will struggle and fast and pray and be this and that and holy and pure and tender. But in the last minute, when the trumpet shall sound, you will not be there. Is it labor in vain? He said, our labor what? Of love shall not be what? In vain. And so has God not kept his promise with us? There are challenges on the way. There are many things that may attack you and get you off track. You are one today.
Hallelujah.
Beloved in Jesus Christ, I feel excited about what the Lord is telling us. And if you don't want to be a foolish virgin, then consider this high calling. And why this high calling? We bring you good news. The good news of life, hope, and glory. The calling, the invitation. This is the invitation. The invitation is to life and hope of what? Glory. The invitation is to life and glory. In and through whom? Jesus Christ. For this cause have we believed and have what? Faith. In whom? Faith and hope in whom? Jesus. The message says what? What? Believe in the Lord what? And you shall be what? Saved. It's also said, have faith in whom? In Jesus. Christ in you what? So Jesus Christ is very important. When the Lord was talking about the door in the last prophecy, there's a door. Jesus Christ is so important. And it is God has a plan for his human beings. That he sent Jesus Christ. And the invitation of the Father through the Son is whom? Is what? Is unto what? Life, what? Hope, and what? Actually, it's life and hope, and what? Life and glory. The hope is hope in glory. Amen. But what you have in Christ is what? First of all, what? Life. And secondly, what? Hope. Glory. Glory. When you finish the journey, then what? You enter into what? Glory. At the moment, you are struggling in faith and hope of what? Attaining the glory. But the call is life and what? Glory. Eternal life and eternal glory
of the divine nature. The way God is, son or no tin, son yametin, bonin yomo yo, boni tamoha, boni eji, boni yo, numia chewo, ni chebo na chewo, nune, ake, dada, many, what is that? Eternal life, what's what? Na no wala mi, nyomo yo, nyomo, bele ni nale, hela ni nale, areho nale, noko noko wale. Ne damoshi e damoshi. Eke e ye dani abono feno. Ni leji moni bo ame. Ni ni bi e feni e bo fene se ba femeni. E ba fo, shi le ye. He was before creation. And he set all things creation. And he will live, and all creation what? Shall pass away. He will live beyond creation. He is the eternal one. What constitutes? What is the nature of this one? This is the glory. What kind of glory does he bear? Ha, ha, ha. And this is a call. This is a call. This is a call. So when somebody is talking about solution, somebody talking about miracles, somebody is saying this, and somebody talk about a prophetic wave, somebody, you know, don't think about those foolish things. Talking about what? Eternal life and what? Glory. The hope of glory in Christ. These things cannot guarantee and do not ensure that you have eternal life. Your faith in Christ, standing in the truth, living by the truth, be holy and righteous and faithful unto him, not shaking in the, whatever the circumstances, whatever the thunders and turbulences, and what, even when people are killing you, don't give up that faith in Jesus Christ. Can you hear Bebo? Ni bemen jebo, ni jenefe kwabwe. Na no kome ni esake jode, no jimeni, Jesus Christ, mo mi chwe. Don't let somebody come and tell you there are, you know, wonders and miracles and signs, and then you begin to follow helter scatter to find there's an apostle here, there's a prophet here, there's a healing man here. All these people, if you are following them for what they are saying or doing, you may lose your salvation. And these are times when everything that ought to be is what being what? Shaking. Therefore, people have nothing to hold on again. But you have somebody to hold on. And that is what? Jesus Christ. So if you get Jesus Christ, don't be swayed by these trappings of the world. Solutions. Even salvation. Even salvation. Praise the Lord. I am what? A born again. I am what? Behold, I am what? A new creation. I'm not living by the flesh. The old nature. Subject to sin, peril, diseases, sicknesses, and these things don't bother me. They are not what I'm living for. They are not my concern. I'm concerned to keep with Jesus Christ. Wherever I shall be. Wherever I shall find him. I mean, and if I know I find him, I will know that word. Because he is in me. He is with me. He has assured me. And if I get to anywhere or any idea, anything that he does not approve, I will have a witness where in my soul that this is not God. So there's nothing that is at, because I'm not worried about anything in this world that shall sway me to follow some other idea, to follow some other proposition, to follow some other man, to follow some other spirit from a religious system, any philosophy, any ideology, or any scientific revelation or what. I mean, there's nothing that man can do that can take me out of the hand of God. I'm settled in Jesus Christ. And that's my proposition to you. This is an invitation. God, Jesus said, nobody comes to him except what? The Father has sent him. And if the Father calls and gives him, he will keep. And those he has kept, give, Father has given, he will know what? He will not give him up. Except whom? The son of perdition. So if you get out, Hakramushina, if you get out of this high calling, because of these trappings and so on, then indeed, there's something in you. And that is what? A trace of what? The son of perdition. That's why you go away. Yet the Lord is saying that the shakings will be said that even elect may be tempted what? To give up. It means that we are going to have challenges of diverse kinds in these times. If you lose your job, or you lose one leg, or you lose your eyes, or even they threat you with death, would you say no to Jesus Christ?
I hope not. I pray not. I charge you not. I say, I hope not. What? I pray not. But I charge you what? Not to allow it. Hold on to Jesus Christ. But what is the invitation? The invitation is to eternal life. And eternal what? Glory. Just as the Father is.
Amen. Amen. Have faith in God. Believe also on whom?
Jesus Christ.
Love him with all your heart
and all your being. Hallelujah.
I want you to go home. Read all of John chapter 6 meticulously. And the sum total of John 6 is this life which we have received from Christ. In John 6, 1 to 14, the struggle for food in life. In other words, in this world now, we have economic problems. And because of economic problems, we have wars and rumors of wars. Because of economic, we have turbulences and turmoils, even climatic changes. It's sin and other things are manifesting in climatic changes. God himself is also bringing some changes because human disobedience, a carelessness, and disregard for him, even the laws of nature. And therefore, God is allowing this. So the elect cannot be, you know, don't be taken away by some of these things. In other words, there will be challenges. You know, some are struggling for food. Amen. There's another struggle or challenges in the political and religious arena. There's a search for people. Everywhere, people are looking for a prophet king. They want some politician or a regime of government that can promise them quiet. And it is time that politicians have become thieves and kings have used their throne to what? To subject the people to all kinds of indignities. People don't know where do they have salvation? I'm talking about somebody, we have had communism, all these isms. We have capitalism. There's challenge now in capitalism. So where are we going? We said democracy. No, the democratic governments here and there, some of them, many of them have become what? Terrorist governments. So democracy, which appears to be an answer, is also opening the door for terrorists. And if you find terrorists taking over, they can manage to go and win election. They can bribe everybody. They can kill their enemies. You know, democratic. And this man has political power. And he has agents. And he has armed robbers. And have mercenaries. And they are killing their opponents. They are putting all their enemies, opponents where? In prison and killing them. And they are winning power. That government is not democratic government. It's what? A terrorist organization. And we have many of them in this world. But it seems as if democracy is no guarantee against terrorism, wickedness, or economic manipulation. And Ghana is an example today. Don't believe in democracy as if democracy is a solution. It's not a solution to the problems of man. That's what I'm saying. People will hate democracy because they have no other alternative, it seems. They have tried. They have tried all the others. Nothing is working. And democracy has proved that it is inefficient. It is very costly. It is bringing instability. It brings divisions. And it makes wicked men even take power and rule. And they make themselves all kings and prophets. It is only faith in whom? Jesus Christ. There are struggles and challenges in the political and religious world. If you take Middle East, politics and religion, the search for prophet kings. In John 6, from verse 14 to 17, you find they wanted to make Jesus what? King. Yes, Mama, read that for us. John 6, 14 to 17, just a few verses.
Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did,
yes,
said, "This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world.
Yes.
When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them.
Beloved, because Jesus was having what? Was feeding the thousands, and miracles and things were happening. What did they do? They said, our fathers were promised what? A prophet that would be what? A king. So now they are moving. If you read it, you see that Jesus was not at one Capernaum. Some of them at another place, they had sheep, and they were all following where Jesus was because they saw he was there. If any man can come today and he says a prophet, and he's a politician who can promise us what? Heaven. And say, I can tank the economy. I can do this. What shall it profit a man? They want to make who king? Jesus. Because Jesus promised is now doing what? Miracles and giving them food. Kill people who want to challenge him. They will die. Then he will be king. There are many kinds of prophets. Men and women, and men of God, and men of what? Satan, all mixed up. And they all show what? Signs and what? Miracles. That's why I'm saying these things should not sway you and going from your faith. In whom? Jesus. The invitation is not to be a prophet or a king. The invitation is to be what? Have life. And what? Eternal life and what? Eternal glory. So if you come here and I said, I'll give you power, receive the Holy Ghost, and then you become the prophet king of our Ghana, be sure that you ask questions. Brother, what kind of sleep did you have last night? Praise the Lord. Beloved Jesus Christ, signs and solutions, you know, the search for what? Food, miracles, signs. And all solutions. John 6:18-25. You don't need to read. Men are overcome. And I say here, there's a lesson here. The search for life in food, in miracles, in signs, and all. Read John 6:27-33 on your own. You see how people run hurt here and there regarding the search for answers. Beloved, the invitation to life in Jesus is through Jesus Christ. And this Jesus is the answer. In verses 34-63, John 6, Jesus said, I am what? The bread of life. I am. Who is Jesus? What did he say? I am the bread of life. If any man eat of me, if you receive me and eat of me, you eat of my body and drink my blood, then you are part of me. And he says, the Father who sent me has life in him. And he has given me what? That life. And I have power to do what? Raise those who are in me when they die. I may come to discuss the post-resurrection life. What is the life we live after our resurrection? Because that's the life we are now called unto. We are not called unto the life on this earth. We are not called on the life of sin and death. We are not called unto the life of fleshly pains and agonies and woes in the flesh and physical pains and torments. We are saved out of that state of existence. We have entered life, eternal life. If the Bible says, now that what? You have risen from with whom? Jesus. From where? From the dead. What? Set what?
your affections on things above, not on things below.
You see, there's a new life what we are being invited onto. That is the call of God. I'm calling you out of the earthly life, the life that is full of sin and death. I was considering that the life that is, the grave is of honor, doctors, you know, Ouija boards, all kinds of things. You go and you see your picture in what? A glass, water. Oh, I mean, there are all kinds of foolish things around the place. Now, waking here, yeah, because they are looking for what? Life in one. Now, in one, you need to be or be a nipa bakon, and now who bakon, and what's happening for them? Only in the day. Yes, sir. That's only life, the only person or spirit or power or way and or truth that can give that life is whom? Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God. So if there's an invitation to somewhere, they said the horoscope, they said read your palms, they said this, come, there's a fit, some fit, special man, he will read you all your life. Don't waste your time there.
Some spirit will come from what? The sea and have fire, a pot of fire where? On his head. And he gives you power.
And you will go there.
Because you are looking for what?
Life. In Kwan. In Kwan ni bi obiemo. Na in Kwan ni bi biara. Asum ye ni obiemo. Na asum ye ni bi biara. And unyam ni obiemo. And unyam ni be. E hina odi anipa bakon kwana. Asum Jenny and Kwan, what? Jido. Only your friend say, yes, Christo. It's only Jesus. It's only Jesus. I'm excited about these possibilities that Jesus is the answer. There's a confession of life in John 68 and 69. John chapter 6, verse 68 and 69. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. 69. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Again. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ. Thou art Christ, the Son of the Living God. Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you? 12. One of you is what? Beloved, this is our confession. Many people have left following Jesus Christ in the church today. Many people in many churches and many places. Many places. Many churches. Many places around the world. They are going to church. They are doing all things, but they have recanted their faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't seem that Jesus is enough. If Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, they don't believe anymore. You may even count Christians who say, how about the other religious group? They have rejected Jesus in such statements. And there are many, in many churches of all kinds of shapes, names, and so on. So be warned. He said, many who have followed Jesus has done what? They have run away. Verse 64. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that what? Believe not. And who should what? Betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except what? It were given unto him of my what? Father. From that time
many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto them, 12, will you also what? Go away. Will you also, Jesus, house of worship, go away? And what is the answer? 68 and 69. Go. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom?
To God.
Thou art again, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words. Again, Lord, why do we say that? And we believe and are sure that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art Christ. We'll stop here tonight on this confession. Thank you.
He shall reign over his people.